Show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt. I am a certified career and life coach, and my passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. So often, I encourage my clients to look for a need and fill it. It might be related to their passion or interests, or it might just be used to fund their passion down the road. My guest today found a need here in Sandpoint that I am excited about, and he is working diligently to fill it. My guest is Ben Murray, and he is the founder of Delivery Eats. Delivery Eats helps restaurants reach more customers, creates well-paying, flexible jobs, and creates local food and brings local food to the Sandpoint community in the comfort of their own home, which is something I think we can all benefit from, especially during these COVID times. We're going to go to break, and when we return, Ben is going to join us and share with us how Delivery Eats came to be. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry.
Treat yourself to a new bathroom for the holidays with help from the experts at Pro-X Home Decor Center. With Schluter Shower Systems, you can enjoy an affordable custom shower and bath designed just for you. Call them today for details. They also have a wide variety of flooring choices, vanities, tile, and a whole bunch more. Come in and see their beautiful showroom today. Pro-X Home Decor Center, serving Bonner, Boundary, and Lincoln counties. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
Winter is back in North Idaho. Hi, this is Sean with North County Electric. With the return of winter, we are faced with new issues, from dark and cold rooms to loss of power from winter storms. At North County Electric, we can help with updated lighting, in-room electric heat, and whole house generator backup systems. North County Electric is your local residential and commercial service specialist. Please call North County Electric for an appointment at 208-255-7980 or find us on the web at nceidaho.com. North County Electric.
The Northwest is full of hard workers, early risers, innovators, and extra milers. You don't back down when hardships come your way. You open your doors and get to work. That's why P1FCU Member Business Services is here to support you. We're proud to be your credit union. You keep life moving and communities united. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lissa Marquardt. I'm the host for the show, and I'm a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. My guest today is Ben Murray, and Ben is the founder of Delivery Eats here in Sandpoint. So welcome, Ben. So happy to have you.
So nice to be here.
Yes, it's great. So Delivery Eats, tell us about it.
Yeah, Delivery Eats. It's an app-based food delivery system.
Okay.
Similar to like Uber Eats or Grubhub or DoorDash or any of these national food delivery apps. But what's unique about it is I started it,
yeah,
and it is local. I guess the starting point for me was I lost my job. I was working with the owner of the Hive here in Sandpoint.
Okay.
And we had a software company that was, we'd created a software for managing and operating music venues. It's called Beeswax Systems because okay, beeswax is what holds together the Hive.
Oh, nice. Clever.
Great bee themes all over the place. And I'd been working with him on that for about 3 years. And obviously when COVID came, live music came to a crashing halt.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a good time to be doing a software startup in the live music space.
Right.
So we closed down and I needed a new project. I'm not the type of person that does well not having projects.
Yes. So many of us are not.
Yeah. So I was talking with my neighbor one day, just kind of saying, hey, if you have anything that you know of that you think would be a good fit for me, let me know. And he said, you know what, Ben, you should start a food-based delivery app.
Wow.
And then he sent me some links to like places where I could get development teams.
Cool.
And I was like, wow, sweet. Thanks.
So, like, what made you want to bite into that? What was the appeal for you?
Well, there's a lot of cool elements to it that I saw. The one that was just really right off the bat was we obviously need that. We were going into COVID-19. It was setting in. People weren't going out more. They were going out less. Restaurants were going to be having some problems, and food delivery seemed like a really easy way to solve quite a few problems that we were having.
Right.
The need for food delivery in Sandpoint was pretty clear to me.
Sure.
That was like, it's like there was a big sign that was blinking saying, "We need this." But what really made me jump into it was the fact that I had the whole toolbox that I needed to be able to handle that. This is the fifth startup that I've worked on since I graduated from college with a degree in diplomacy and world affairs.
Like so many other with that relevant college degree.
That's right. So I've done it quite a few times, starting a business and going through the kind of idea phase and bringing that into fruition. And not to mention, I have a background in doing software. I'd been working on that for the last 3 years and had done a couple iterations of that in different projects beforehand. Mm-hmm. So I felt really comfortable with the steps I needed to go through to start an app-based delivery program. Mm-hmm. And I had time and I had resources, so I said, well, let's go for it. The main thing that really pushed me out the door was I felt pretty confident in myself, and it felt like investing in me and my ideas was a good risk to take. And it seemed like it was going to pay off for me.
So how did it feel like it was such a good fit for you? What were the components that felt good to you?
Well, the first thing, I got to be my own boss. That's appealing to me.
Yep.
Both my parents are more or less self-employed, so that's been a bit of a role model, I think.
Sure.
Part of our, I guess my dad's favorite motto that's been adopted by the family is, I do what I want. also, fun is first is when he likes to banter around.
My kind of guy.
That's right.
Sure.
Yeah, it's everyone's kind of guy.
Yes.
He's a real estate broker in town, and my mom's a marital therapist. So, grew up with parents and role models that were self-employed and had that flexibility in their scheduling. And, I don't like being told what to do.
I hear that quite a bit with people that become entrepreneurs and founders of companies.
Yeah. So that was appealing. And, I think technology is kind of sexy.
Yeah.
So there's an appeal to that as well. And I have fun creating things. So that was all kind of, I saw a lot of go signals as I started looking into the pathway of starting Deliver Eats. And when I see the go signals, I go.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's because there are so many people that are in that situation right now that have lost their jobs or are hanging on by a thread, right, wondering what is it that I want to do next. And a lot of ideas fly by. I mean, you know, I think when you're in that state, you're constantly looking like, well, is that it? Is that right. it? Is that what I want to do? And that's why I love to hear that moment when it's like that, yes, I think this is it. Yeah. And so do you like, did that feel like it was just like, yeah. Or was there some,
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think there was like an overwhelmingly clear moment where it's like, go for it for me. I've made a couple kind of big decisions in my life. The one that like comes to mind is the easiest one is I decided to quit my job at one point. Was working in Portland at an events company, corporate events, networking events sort of place called Avanta. I'd been there for about 2.5 years, and I decided to quit my job and take a year to backpack through South America.
Nice.
And, you know, kind of a similar thing in that as well. I start to look at the different elements. You know, how does this work with my professional goals? How does this work with my personal goals? I start to, like, vet the decision with a lot of my family members and close friends. You know, and wait to see if someone says, are you crazy?
And then you know it's for sure something you should do, right?
That's right. I've been blessed in my life with people that are wildly supportive.
Nice.
And I've always had a really great safety net in my family, which allows me to, I think, take greater risks than some people are able to. Right. And so, yeah, I got a lot of good encouragement as I was kind of looking down the pathway for Deliver Eats from, you know, most people I was talking to. I would bring up the idea of what I was working on, and they said, oh, yeah, that's going to work.
Nice.
And so, you know, I guess I just start with a lot of things. I do a lot of projects at the same time, and it's all about sort of pushing pieces forward. Mm-hmm. And for me, and seeing, okay, well, how far is this going to go before, you know, I really find an obstacle that's going to give me a hard time.
Right.
And getting enough momentum for me is really important. So if I can get a lot of momentum going really early on, I can power through those obstacles a lot easier. And on this project, I got a lot of positive reinforcement pretty quickly. So that helps.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so were there any obstacles that came up with this one that made you pause and say, I'm not necessarily sure this is the direction I want to go?
There are always obstacles, you know, at every phase of things. And for me on Deliver Eats, the first few months were primarily on development. So I hired a team from India. A development team in India, 12.5 hour time difference.
Yeah.
Fun fact about India, only place in the world that has a half an hour time zone.
I was just going to say, where did the half hour come from?
They just decided to throw it in there. They got a lot of people there, so.
they can do what they want, that's right? That's interesting. I didn't know that.
So I was doing a lot of bug fixing. I was doing a lot of you know, interface flow work, and it was summertime in Sandpoint, so I got to kind of play all day because I was Perfect. Working all night and do a lot of surfing, and so I got to channel a lot of that really positive, active summer energy into getting that off the ground and the app ready to launch. I haven't actually had too many obstacles where I thought that I was going to have them. It's been pretty easy to get restaurants signed up.
Sure.
I think all of the restaurants, sure. the timing's been helpful for me because a lot of the restaurants are like, yeah, let's try something.
Yes, let's do something. Yeah. For sure.
And the users have been available, you know, because people like having food brought to their house.
Warm.
Yeah.
Yes. Or cold.
Great.
Yes.
My biggest obstacle has been finding consistent, reliable drivers.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, that's been the biggest challenge for me. But it's not a challenge that's impossible to overcome, and it's just going to take time.
Sure.
The time change and the cultural difference with my development team has also been an obstacle. I've had some times where I've gotten very frustrated.
And how did you go about finding them?
There are a lot of companies that were advertising like a food delivery app that you could buy. They kind of had one that was built.
Okay.
So I just kind of did a vetting process. I had 4 or 5 that I kind of selected from a big group of available companies. Most of them had like examples or samples of their product that you could try. So downloaded a bunch of them and did testing and evaluating and found one that I thought had the best product and a good price point. And then I think I narrowed it down to 2 and I interviewed both of those companies, did like a phone interview with their people.
Right.
And then at a certain point you got to jump.
Yeah. Got to pick one and go with it.
And so I just jumped and here we are. And the reality is the product works really well. And I didn't really take their out of the box product. I made a lot of modifications and changes to it.
And you worked with them to do that.
And I worked with them to do that. And so the product that I ended up getting that is the current delivery, it's very pleased with, actually.
Yeah, it's very user-friendly.
Yeah, people seem to love the guy on the scooter. Like when you get your food, it's a little picture of a guy on a scooter.
Nice.
Straight from my Indian team. And
really?
I get so many comments on that. I love the guy on the scooter.
So you picked the right team then.
I guess.
There's a sign right there of that. But that's interesting because I think that with a lot of people that are looking to do something, you know, similar to what you're doing or somewhere where they need some help developing software or whatever, it's like they just literally don't even know where to begin. And so it's good to know that there's, you know, resources available. And how did you just like go online and do search or how is there...
Where all things start for me these days.
Yes, for sure. Thank goodness. What would we do without them? But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I literally, actually, my neighbor had sent me a couple links that he'd already found. So actually, I already had a good starting place, which is very helpful. Thanks, yes. Rich. and so then kind of once I had the search terms that I was looking for and what, you know, was generally this being called an Uber Eats clone.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about finding the appropriate search term, right?
Yes.
Once you have that, then you can start refining it and really getting what you're looking for. So the internet is our place for everything.
Yeah. Well, I can see where it would be kind of a nice, like, lockstep thing. It's like, well, I can look for, you know, what's already out there. Look for who can help me kind of fine-tune it more to be what I want it to be and work with me effectively and... You know, and then it's like you said, it's just kind of like you just keep pushing things forward. And, you know, and at that point, you weren't really fully committed. And I'm sure that there was one moment that you go like, yeah, I think this is going to definitely happen.
Yeah, I think, so I had done a couple tests and I'd had my first restaurant was Tango Cafe. I've known Judy, the owner there, since I was like 15 years old.
Yeah.
We worked together at the Idaho Club. And so I had the Tango Cafe online, sometime in the summer, but I had not advertised the fact that I was doing food delivery at all. So there were no really users on the system. But I opened up the system and kind of had my first driver, online in like late October, early November.
Okay.
And, I was doing some construction work for a friend in a building where there was no cell phone service.
Mm.
And I remember coming outside and getting a notification on my phone that there had been a food delivery, and it was the very first one.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, 45 minutes late to seeing it because I'd been in this building with no service. But I
How often does that happen?
Well, what was great was I just started this new driver the day before, and he had picked up the delivery and completed the delivery, and everything had gone seamlessly. And I hadn't even known about it. I had this one moment of panic that I was so late, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's already done.
Wait,
the first delivery's already done? I didn't even get to see it?
I had my first success, and I missed it.
That's right. But it was like almost more validating that way.
Yeah, for sure.
That I didn't have to be there watching to make the thing work, that it actually, the process worked on its own.
Beautiful.
Very, very happy little success story from my first delivery.
It's a great story. Yeah. And I want to hear some more stories, but we need to go to break right now.
Go to break.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Winter weather can cause some out-of-the-ordinary things to happen to your auto glass. Side windows can get off track, windshields can be cracked by snow removal equipment, and of course, there's rock chips. Thank goodness for the experts at Specialty Auto Glass. Specialty repairs all kinds of window problems. They have the Aquapel treatment that improves visibility and a mobile service to come to you. Whatever winter throws at your car windows, visit Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass expert, at 600 Schweitzer Plaza Drive in Ponderay today.
Make holiday magic for family and friends with your own personal firework display from Jill's Fireworks in Bonner's Ferry. Jill's Fireworks is now open daily from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So if you want to welcome in the new year, make an impression at your holiday party, or just light up the night sky, Jill's Fireworks has just what you need. You can find Jill's Fireworks at 236 Hatchery Road. Jill's Fireworks accepts debit and credit cards only. For further information, check out their Facebook page, Jill's Fireworks.
Co-op Gas and Supply Company Incorporated is your locally owned propane, farm, home, and hardware store. We've been in business as a community cooperative for 86 continuous years, and we are proud to still be owned by the people who shop here. At this time of year, we are increasingly aware of how important local businesses are to the community, from bringing product from all over the world to your home to participating in many important fundraisers and community programs each year. It is also at this time that we understand how important our customers are to the success of this business. Thank you so much for your membership and continued patronage. This is Kathy, along with George Haley, General Manager, our Board of Directors, and the entire staff of Co-op Gas and Supply Company, wishing you and our community a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks, to do work, and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am having a great opportunity to talk with Ben Murray, who is the founder of Delivery Eats. And over break, we were talking about one of the things that's a little bit of a challenge, getting things up and running, is having drivers that, I mean, your first one was a booming success, unassisted.
I was like, wow, this is going to be so easy.
Yeah, piece of cake. But so, like, tell us a little bit more about, you know, how that's playing out for you and what you're looking for.
Yeah, so, you know, with the drivers, obviously there's two main times of the day that it's busy. lunchtime, which is generally like 11 to 2, 2:30, it seems, is where the meat of those orders are. And then dinner time is a little bit more spread out. I'd say it starts at like 4:30 and will go until 7:30. So those are obviously the times when there's the most deliveries,
right?
Which means there's the most money to be made. And also when I need drivers the most. So the way it works currently, and this is just a model that I've, I guess, copied from most of the other app-based food delivery programs, is that drivers can log on to the app whenever they want to work, and then the orders come in, and whoever accepts the order first gets to do that order.
So it's kind of like Uber, like the...
Exactly.
Taxis, services, yeah.
Yeah, if you are online as a driver, there's a driver app. If you want to sign up as a driver, I'll put a plug in right here. If you want to sign up as a driver, you can go to the Google Store or the App Store and download Deliver Eats Driver. So like my little green car logo with a white background. And there's a quick sign-up process. You basically need to take a picture of your vehicle insurance and your driver's license, and you need to have your driver's license number. That sends the application to me. I'll review that, and I'll give you a call most of the time and set up a meeting so we can do a little interview, get to know each other a little bit.
Any limitations on, like, driving record or anything like that?
No, not currently. You need to be 16. You need to have a full driver's license. Yeah, you need to have your vehicle insurance covered. But no, it's pretty simple to sign up as a driver right now. You don't have a lot of the liability that you have with...
The food's not going to sue you.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So I have somewhere around 10 drivers signed up right now. My biggest problem is having people reliably online.
Yeah.
And that's been my biggest struggle, is having the right amount of coverage. For whatever reason, people aren't logging into the app that often to drive.
And you've been, so when was your start date?
November 1st, basically.
November 1st,
yeah. I don't really know how to incentivize the drivers to get onto the app more frequently. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell if, I don't know, if people just need to be reminded to log in, or what can motivate them to do those deliveries more frequently. Like I set up a group chat, and now I kind of send out a text message now as well when a delivery comes in, just maybe people forgot. But, you know, with... I really think with like 2 or 3 reliable drivers,
yeah,
that were just saying, hey, I want to get online and I want to do deliveries every day from, you know, 11 to 3 and from 4 to 7,
Those are pretty good hours.
It's a pretty easy job, too.
Yeah.
I mean, basically when I'm doing the deliveries, I'm hanging out at my house watching Netflix.
Yeah.
And waiting for deliveries to come in.
Yeah.
And the money can be really... really good.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah. This is the selling point, right?
It's, yes, like, of course.
So the way that the delivery payments work is the driver gets a delivery fee, and that's based on the distance from the restaurant. So one of the restaurants that gets tons of traffic is Dubs. So if you live 2 miles away from Dubs, you're going to pay a different fee than if you live 5 miles away from Dubs.
Okay.
Makes sense. The minimum fee that you're going to pay is $3. And then it's $2.50 for each additional mile that you are away.
Okay.
So if you're 2 miles away, you're paying $5. So that's what the driver gets as their base pay. But then they also get a tip. And that's where the money really comes from.
Right.
I mean, I've had like $40 tips before on a...
Wow.
3-minute delivery.
Wow.
So, you know, because it was like a really big food order.
Yeah.
So sometimes I make like $65 an hour.
That's great.
Doing deliveries and driving in my car.
And making people happy.
And making people so happy. I'm so glad you brought that up too, because it's like, I was talking, I've gotten my dad to do deliveries and I've gotten my brother to do deliveries.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. And you know, we were talking about it last night, kind of hanging out, that really it's so fun.
Yes.
when you bring these people food, because they're psyched.
Yes.
They're actually genuinely psyched.
Exactly.
You know, and I've had some like stressful moments where I had like three deliveries to do at the same time and like rushing around and screaming at all the traffic and I'm wondering what the heck I'm doing with my life. And then I get there and I bring this person their food and it just like without fail calms me down and resets me every time.
Love that.
I'm like, oh, that's why I'm doing this.
Okay. The smile.
Yeah.
For sure. What about running up to Schweitzer?
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People want to know about that. It comes up a lot.
Not a lot of options up there when you're there for a long period of time.
Not a lot of options up there. And, you know, COVID too.
Yeah.
It's like the restaurants aren't really a great option all the time. I guess the first reason why I'm not going up to Schweitzer right now is because I don't have enough drivers.
Sure. So that would be time away.
Right.
Yeah.
And what my fear is right now is that, you know, maybe I get monopolized doing a delivery up to Schweitzer, and that's going to be an hour round trip realistically. And in that hour, I'm not going to be able to do five deliveries down here in town.
Right.
So if I could get a couple drivers that are interested in being consistent and available, then that opens up a lot more terrain.
Yeah.
It also would be a large delivery fee to go up to Schweitzer. I mean, that's over 10 miles, so you're talking like $30. But at the same time, if you're ordering $150, $200 worth of food for your big family party.
Yeah. Well, just if you're housing your family for a weekend.
Right.
You know, and there's so many, you know, kids that are on ski teams and, you know, that the families are, they're hunkering down together. And
totally.
It's to pay $30 versus driving down the mountain.
Right.
Big difference.
Well, especially now that we have Arlo's online and you can get like a big thing of lasagna.
Yes, exactly.
So I would love to open that up. I was actually up at Schweitzer last night and talking with one of the restaurant owners up there about also kind of doing like internal deliveries, I guess. So having a driver that's just stationed up at Schweitzer and is just kind of doing deliveries from those local on-site establishments to places in the Schweitzer village. So you could also, you know, order some hamburgers and get them brought up to your house.
Nice.
And also those food trucks are up there right now as well. So kind of being able to facilitate, there's no seating area there, but why not get it delivered to your house or your condo and eat it up there? And so that's something I'd like to explore as well, which takes me back to my limiting factor, drivers.
Yes. And so so you've got like 10 people and they basically, they sign on as often or not as often as they choose.
Yep.
And then they just stay like, do you have people that just like decide not to do it at all, or is everybody pretty much on board, just not necessarily as consistently as you'd like?
I have maybe three people that have signed up and have been signed up since the start and have not done one delivery.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's new, you know, I guess it's one of those things, but it's kind of like the same thing as I was always surprised that we didn't have Uber here.
Right.
You know? And I think it was the same kind of a factor. It was like people sign on, you know, not enough to make it worth their while. So they don't really they don't really get the benefit of being consistent. The flexibility is great. However, maybe it's too tempting to.
And one thing that I think is a huge advantage of like food delivery versus ride sharing, people order or eat every day.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times a day.
Yes.
People aren't needing rides every day, multiple times
a day. That's such a good point.
So the demand and the consistency of that demand is way higher for food delivery than it is for taxi service.
Right.
And I have 800 users signed up right now that have like downloaded and created accounts for the customer app of Delivery Eats.
Wow.
And that kind of is pretty consistently growing every day.
Yeah.
So if you just think, you know, even if I can get like a couple thousand people signed up, that's going to be consistent orders. I'm doing 10 deliveries every day. Pretty consistently.
Nice.
So there's money to be had for people if they want to sign up and do the deliveries.
Right.
And that's been something I've been aware of as well, is, you know, it's a bit of a game, right? Making sure there's the right amount of restaurants on, that people have good choices to order different things consistently throughout the week.
Sure.
No one wants to be ordering the same thing every day.
Right.
So do I have enough restaurants online? And do I have enough drivers and demand from those restaurants to keep those drivers occupied?
Right.
And so that's all to say that I was aware that there was going to be a bit of a startup process where I would be having to max out myself to create enough demand to bring on more people. And so I'm about right there.
Right.
And so it's okay. I'm going to make it work.
Sure.
I have 100% confident that I'll find the right person that's going to be a reliable driver, and they're going to be psyched about it, and I'm going to be psyched about it.
Yeah. And you're only 2 months in.
Only 2 months
in. Yeah. You're doing great. Anyways, once again, it's time to go to break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Stephanie with Ponderay Veterinary Service. Winter has come, and with that comes a blizzard of potential health hazards for your pet. The biting cold can cause frostbite to your furry friend's paws. Just one or two licks of antifreeze could be a fatal dose. Holiday treats, plants, and decorations may be fun for people, but one step away from a late-night emergency visit to your veterinarian. Remember to keep your pets warm, safe, and healthy this season. Ponderay Veterinary Service, located at 895 Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-2145.
Are you letting life's challenges derail your fitness and health? Hi, this is Jen from The Shed. Whether your goals are to build strength, lose weight, increase heart health, or improve your balance, I can tell you any long-lasting change will take consistency. My goal as a fitness coach has always been to provide my clients constant encouragement and workouts written for their needs and ability. So whether you're at The Shed, traveling, or hunkered down at home, I'll help you stay on track. Try The Shed today, in person and online. 208-610-1748.
Bi-Mart is here with everything you and your family need with our latest savings guide, posted now at bi-mart.com. From all our departments throughout the store, like electronics, clothing, food and snacks, and more, Bi-Mart continues to have great deals on great products. And for your everyday essentials like coffee and snacks, Bi-Mart's got you covered to keep you going through the holiday break. Get these great deals and more in our latest savings guide, posted now at bi-mart.com.
The holidays are a great time to shake up your gaming experience and join the winners at the Kootenai Casino and Bonner's Ferry. Your December playcation starts with $59 weekday room rates and $99 weekend rates in our beautiful Kootenai Lodge. Book now and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Be sure to request these rates as they're based on availability. Then, with our super progressive jackpots and daily spins, you have more chances to win holiday cash. And because winning makes you hungry, we're offering mouth-watering comfort food dinners at our Springs restaurant, all priced at just $11. Our December spa special includes an express pedicure, an anti-stress facial, and a scalp ritual for just $89. Plus, you'll receive a $20 coupon toward a January spa visit. The winning just doesn't end. Shake up your gaming experience. Treat yourself to a December playcation and call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, monthly talk show highlighting those who have chosen to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. My guest today is Ben Murray, and Ben is the founder of Delivery Eats, and we have just been talking about how this great app and service for the community is only 2 months up and running, and one of the things that we were talking about over break is how quickly you can get your food. And so I think that's going to drive the success. So tell us a little bit like how the whole process goes if you're the user.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So, well, it all depends like how quick the food's going to come on, I guess, which restaurant you're ordering from. That's right. A good place to start. And we can dive into a little like behind the scenes too, so people can kind of understand how it works. There are basically three apps that are associated with Delivery Eats. Okay. There's a customer app, and that's what the majority of people are seeing, right? It displays the restaurants based on their proximity to you. You can open up that restaurant, view their menu, add those items to your cart, and then there's a checkout screen.
What if you go to multiple restaurants?
You would have to do multiple different orders.
Okay.
You can do that, and that actually has come up a couple times where people are like, can I order from this restaurant and this restaurant and get them delivered? I'm like, you can. You're going to pay two different delivery fees, but sure, do what you want.
Sure.
So, and then, you know, the customer fills out their address. They also put in their house number and a landmark. If you put in a good landmark, it's very helpful for your driver. So use that field appropriately. Anything can be a landmark. A car in the driveway, a red door, whatever. So they'll place their order. When they place their order, it goes to the restaurant. When a restaurant signs up, they get a tablet with a stand that runs the store app. So the order comes in on the tablet, and it kind of makes a little klaxon sound and rings until it gets noticed. And the restaurant at that point can either accept or reject the order. If they do reject the order, they have to put in some sort of reason. Sometimes they're like too busy.
Right.
Sometimes maybe you ordered something, one of the specials, and they just ran out.
Sure.
But the vast majority of the time that gets accepted. So when they accept the order, it's approved in the system and the user gets a notification, hey, your order's been approved. When they get ready to start making the food, they press a button on their tablet that says start preparing. When they start preparing the food, it sends out a notification to all the online drivers. And any driver, whoever gets to it first, can accept that order. User gets a notification, hey, you've got a driver that's been assigned to your order.
Okay.
At that point, so me as a driver, I've done deliveries at all the different restaurants, and I start to understand how long each restaurant takes to prepare the food. I know Heart Bowls is going to be ready within 3 to 5 minutes of you placing that order. And I can have it to you, you know, depending on how far away you are in 5 to 15 minutes. So you're looking at like, basically from the start to the end, about 25, 30 minutes.
Great.
Dubs also pretty quick. But then you have some places that take a little bit longer, you know, when you're ordering dinner from Arlo's, they're making you a beautiful meal. It's going to take a little bit longer. But what's really nice, I think, for the customers is, one, it can be really quick. And two, they get updates at a bunch of different stages during the process. So once their driver's been assigned, you know, then they can see the GPS of where their driver is and him making his way to the restaurant.
Set the table.
That's right. Here you go. He's at the restaurant. There he's chilling at the restaurant. When I pick up the food, it sends them a notification too that their food's been picked up. So then they can really look and say, okay, well, it's a 5 minute drive from, you know, Utara to my house, and I can see where he's at during the process.
Right.
So I think that's really great for people because like people will actually like meet me at the door and be like, oh, so glad you're here.
Yeah. No, I love that. It's not like having to call and go like, when's it coming?
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. And one thing about living in a small town is everything's pretty close by. So you can get the stuff fast.
Yeah. And there are so many times that I would love to get takeout, but I just don't feel like getting in my car and going if it's the weather, or I don't know where I'm going to park, or, you know, it's like by the time you get the food home, sometimes it's, you know, it's not the temperature that you want it to be. So,
right. Well, and another cool feature that I'd like to bring up is you can also schedule orders. No one has used this feature yet.
Wow.
Which is surprising to me. So maybe you just need to like publish it a little bit more. Most people order their food now and it just sends the order right away. But, you know, say that you know you're going to have a dinner party on Wednesday night this week. Right. You can actually go into Deliver Eats, go to the, you know, Utara menu or the Arlo's menu, select everything you want and say, hey, I want this delivered at 6:30. And the restaurant, I mean, it's actually a better scenario for everyone involved because now the restaurant knows that they have an order when they need to start preparing it and can do a lot of prep for it. So it's just ready to go right when it needs to go. And the driver also knows, hey, I'm going to have a delivery to do at this time. It just takes a lot of the like unknown factors and stress out of the equation for literally everyone. And you get your food right when you want
That's awesome.
So hopefully more people will start taking advantage of that feature.
Yeah.
Because it's great.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. If you're, that's one less thing that you have to worry about. Just going to show up.
Right.
So love that.
Awesome.
I love that. So anyways, Ben, we have just a little bit of time left and, you know, a big part of my passion for doing this show is to just enlighten other people as to like what are some options out there to do and to take a risk and to have courage and to give things a shot. Mm. And so with this experience under your belt and where you are right now, so if you could be sitting and talking to some of those people right now, what advice would you offer?
I think the first thing is always, you know, have faith in your own abilities, and know that you don't need to have all the answers.
Yeah.
We're all learning all the time. No one has it all figured out.
Nope.
And you don't need to have it all figured out. If you have something that you really care about or that you think is going to work, you should go after that. I don't think that you can lose.
Right.
You know, we live in a world that is pretty forgiving, actually,
yeah,
in the grand scheme of things. And so go for it.
Yeah, absolutely true. And, you know, it's like one thing I say is like, you know, if you don't try, you'll never know. And, you know, I think that's what keeps people stuck is that, you know, it's like they don't think it's the right time or they don't have all the resources. They don't have it all figured out. And so they keep waiting for that moment. And then the passion and the inspiration for it can just kind of dwindle and fade out.
Well, and one thing that's helped me a lot in my life is taking small steps. And remembering that any big project is made up of small steps.
Yeah.
And breaking down big ideas or grand visions or dreams into manageable day-to-day tasks. Okay, so I want to start a food delivery company. What do I need to do, right? Well, you need to get an app first. So break that down into, okay, where can I find it? What's it going to cost? What's the time frame going to look like on that? You know, I need to get a business license, okay? And start doing these little things that drive the momentum.
Awesome. That's great advice. I so appreciate that. The time has flown by. Such a pleasure having you.
So fun.
Thanks for listening in. That's the show for today. Remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.